It was April the 14th, 1905, when Angela Ginnard Marty knelt at the altar rail, dressed all in white with hands palm to palm. She raised her head and extended her tongue to receive her first Holy Communion. It was a transformational moment for the youngster. As she brought Jesus into her heart, she knew that God was calling her to the religious life. Angela was born on April the 3rd, 1894, in Mallorca, Spain. Already at a young age, she exhibited a spiritual quality. Her desire for the religious life was fueled not just by her devout Catholic parents, but also by her frequent journeys with her mom to visit her aunts who were both nuns. Angela attended Mass as often as possible and made frequent visits to pray before Jesus present in the tabernacle. The example set by her aunts had a growing effect on Angela. She even began teaching her younger sisters and brothers how to pray, explaining to them the catechism and telling them stories about the saints. Family responsibilities kept her at home until November the 26, 1921. That was when Angela entered the convent of the Congregation of the Zealous Sisters of Eucharistic Adoration. She took the name of Maria de los Angeles and adapted quickly to community life. She became an example of goodness, piety, and obedience for the other sisters. There was a subtle, supernatural way about Sister Maria that all of them recognized. Angela received the habit in May of 1922, and in 1923, she made her initial profession of vows. She was moved to Madrid, where she renewed them in 1926, and made her final vows in Barcelona in 1929. She became the chief embroiderer for altar linens and was in charge of preparing the unleavened bread used to make hosts. She was in love with a simple, holy life. Sister Maria of the Angels, the lover of simplicity and a shining example of humility, was quite surprised when she was named Mother Superior of the convent in Madrid. The Spanish Civil War broke out in 1936, which saw the destruction of churches and convents and the persecution of religious and lay faithful by communist revolutionaries. Deeply troubled and sensing the dire implications of these sacrilegious events, Sister Maria of the Angels prayed fervently before the Blessed Sacrament and was inspired to offer her life as a martyr in reparation for the many offenses against God that were rampant during the war. As danger drew closer to their doorsteps, the anxious superior and her nuns were forced to flee from the convent on July the 20th, 1936. They dressed as civilians and dispersed to hide among sympathetic families in the city. Before taking leave of each other, Sister Mary encouraged her spiritual sisters with brave but somber words.
"Don't worry, all they can do to us is kill us, nothing more."
These words had a calming effect on the sisters. Sister Maria was allowed to hide in the apartment of a family who lived near the convent. From the window, she could see the soldiers destroying the church, the convent, and religious objects, including all the statues. The intentional destruction of all that was dear to her sickened her. For Sister Maria, it was perhaps worse than being killed. During the evening of Tuesday, August the 25th, 1936, there came pounding on the door and loud voices. The landlord's sister opened the door and was immediately arrested. Sister Maria of the Angels came from the other room and said sternly to the soldiers,
"The woman you have taken hold of is not a religious. I am the only religious here."
They released the landlord's sister and bound the hands of Sister Maria. She was taken to a nearby holding cell. A soldier told her, "Tomorrow, you take the little walk." Everyone knew what that meant. The next morning, as the sun was just peeking over the horizon, Sister Maria of the Angels took that little walk to Dehesa de la Villa. She stood erect, facing the firing squad, and was praying as the bullets ripped into her body, ending her earthly life. Later, the body was recovered, and today it rests in the chapel of the convent in Madrid. Sister Maria of the Angels was recognized as having been killed in Odium Fidei and was beatified on October 29th, 2005. Blessed Maria of the Angels, pray for us.
Under the altar in heaven one day, the martyrs ask the Lord, "How much longer will it be till you bring an end to it all?" The Lord answered, "It's coming soon. Now rest and here abide. More martyrs must soon arrive." Stephen was there in